to me.
Live from New York City, it's the Gary Knoll Show. And now, your host, Gary Knoll.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Knoll. Today, our program will take a little different turn. Normally, we start with the latest on health and healing, then the environment, then we go to social issues, a guest, and or play audio clips that we think are relevant. All that's changing just for today because we are going to be starting a new effort, an effort to challenge Wikipedia, an effort to show that the anonymous editors by the thousands that work there, many of those individuals, including those called the skeptics, and the co-founder, Jimmy Wales, have engaged in a systematic campaign with malice aforethought to slander, libel, and destroy innocent individuals' reputations. In fact, it goes beyond that. It goes to the very idea of freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and freedom of choice. What do I mean? I mean that many people listening to this broadcast right now have different illnesses. And in all likelihood, for the vast majority of people with any illness, your first venue will be the accepted scientific medical paradigm. Whether it's cancer, heart disease, mental conditions, you will go to a specialist, more often than not a board-certified physician, who will give you what medicine considers its best effort. In some cases, such as emergency medicine, that's great. It saves lives. But in other cases, like with cancer, heart disease, arthritis, dementia, Alzheimer's, pain, it does not. And frequently, it is the primary cause of death. We have documented that using only their statistics. Methodically and with scholarship, we have cited our references. They're their references showing you what we call death by medicine or iatrogenesis, medically induced. And yet there is no stop and pause of if we're the number one cause of preventable death and injury, shouldn't we be looking actively and assertively to change that to something that can really be called exemplary medicine? But we're not, because it's all based upon profit. Everything is profit. Now, that does not mean that they're not conscientious physicians. There are. But what it does mean is that the establishment, the medical industrial complex, the wealthiest establishment in the world, $3.5 trillion will be spent into that just this year. And yet we'll have more people die or be injured because of that medical paradigm. So it's reasonable then for people, after that it has failed them once, sometimes twice, with a disease, to be helped in that paradigm to seek another paradigm. And these paradigms predated America by thousands of years, including traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, practiced not just in India, but that part of the world as well, Native American medicine, also herbology, practiced throughout the world on every continent, and in the last 21st century, the development of complementary and alternative medicine from its earlier days to where doctors by probably 4,000 to 5,000 or under 1% of all doctors, about 0.5%, are using food, exercise, and stress management and lifestyle modification to help both prevent and to impact disease with great success. Recently, I had the good fortune to film a very important cardiologist who was able to reverse 9 out of 9 individuals who were going to have a complete removal of their heart, a heart transplant, That's the most extreme form of heart disease, when your whole heart is failed and you have to take it out and put another donor's heart in. And this individual was able to reverse all of those conditions, 9 out of 9. And those people are now living normal and healthy lives. We filmed some of these individuals for a new documentary I was working on. That was just one example. Another example of and he's board certified and published in peer-reviewed literature, The Lancet, the British Medical Journal. Highly esteemed and respected. There is nothing controversial. There is nothing that anyone has attacked in his medical practice, history, and clinical studies. He represents the gold standard in a field, but no one else in that field took what he did and gave up their statins and their bypasses and their balloons angioplasty and their stents. They kept going. Why? If someone can do it better and with no toxic reaction, shouldn't we learn from that? We should, but we chose not to. Another physician was able to do the same. First, he healed himself of a medically serious condition. Seeing the benefits to himself, he then applied that to his patients. Again, all of these physicians used only orthodox techniques until they saw they didn't work or work as well as they had hoped, and they shifted over to a different protocol. So that brings us to this issue. If there are those physicians and scientists who are bringing us new and important insights on how we can help the body stay healthier longer through diet, of which there are more than 10,000 studies on the health of a diet impacting the health of a body. So it's not a question of needing another study. The science is overwhelmingly positive. The same with de-stressing, the same with exercise. So shouldn't these be the modalities that every physician imparts to their patient as well as in schools so that we learn about healthy choices as we evolve through our educational system and therefore help prevent many of these conditions in the first place? We have documented this. The articles are updated. They're posted on our website, prn.fm. Here is the problem. When it comes time for you to suddenly say, I can't keep going back to the doctor. All I'm getting is more of an opiate for my pain, or I'm not getting better. You then start to look for other sources that could help you. And if you're the average person, you're going to look on Wikipedia, this open source platform. And then when you look under chiropractic, or osteopathic, or homeopathic, or Ayurvedic, or traditional Chinese medicine, or vitamins and herbs and supplements, and they're all condemned. That means their practitioners are challenged as practicing quackery, unscientific medicine. And therefore, the person is less likely to engage that therapy, and hence continue both suffering and possibly death. That is the responsibility of the editors. Now, historically, if you read an article that is talking about a particular therapy, you know who the author is or the editors. You get their background, their curricula vitae. It tells you where they were schooled and if they're board certified, if they've done original research and publications and studies. It's all laid out. And you can then decide whether or not it's reasonable or unreasonable, whether they meet your qualifications as expert in that field or not. Have they contributed something unique and different that gives better hope and outcomes or not? On Wikipedia, you will have people editing health issues that have no background in health sciences whatsoever. Sometimes no background in science at all, who've never interviewed a single patient of a doctor that they're condemning. They're condemning the therapy, the doctor, and even the patient. When you're talking about traditional Chinese medicine, you're talking about one of the most respected medical systems ever created, having worked with billions upon billions of people over the thousands of years. And modern science documenting and verifying the authenticity of much of this. And that's true with other modalities as well. It's in the medical literature of the government, the Library of Medicine. And yet you would not know that. You would not know the successes, any successes attributed to the placebo effect. Well, then why doesn't orthodox medicine have the placebo effect where terminal cancers are reversed and stayed reversed and Alzheimer's reversed? They can't show you a single case of this, and yet they're so flippant. And they stay anonymous. And then we find that just on that basis alone, people should be questioning the legitimacy of Wikipedia. But then you see who Wikipedia attacks and how they do not play by any of their own rules. In studio in New York City, as I'm on location, is one of our lead attorneys, and Neil Greenfeld, and he is going to read you a letter that we sent to the law firms representing Wikipedia and Jimmy Wells, and by extension, its editors. I want him to read the letter so you see in full context, before I present this report, what they had a chance to do and chose not to, because up to this point, they have always won, because the IRS and the government allowed them to claim that they were indemnified from lawsuits because of their legal status, which we're going to challenge now. Neil, it is your opportunity to read the letter that you wrote to the law firm.
Thank you, Gary. This is the third letter we have written to Wikipedia, and it is a follow-up to the inaction that they have taken despite everything that we've pointed out to them. So I'm going to read this letter. On behalf of Gary Null, I am following up on my letters of March 14, 2018 and April 24, 2018 to the Wikimedia Foundation. These letters were written in a good faith effort to have the Foundation remove the libelous and scandalous biography of Dr. Gary Null from Wikipedia. This remains my primary objective today. My client's continuing investigations have confirmed that Wikipedia is not the objective, consensus-oriented open-source encyclopedia that it pretends to be, at least not regarding topics in which entrenched interest have something to gain or protect. In such cases, it is a collection of morally and financially compromised persons and shadowy organizations that strictly control the flow of information to assure that coverage of many topics, including health, medicine, and politics, is restricted to reflect only the views of those in control, even when that means withholding truthful information and filling the entries with half-truths and falsehoods. This territorial mob rule is well known to management and often implicitly or explicitly supported from within. Such a pervasive propaganda campaign can only operate with the cooperation of management, and there is an abundance of evidence. The rot in this case goes all the way to the top, implicating Jimmy Wales. Fundamental to this effort is the systemic libel and character assassination of anyone whose views differ from those in control. In the past, it may have been easier to ignore this. However, the public perception of internet has reached a tipping point. Many users have stopped trusting or at least have begun to question the truthfulness of any, quote, factual information found online. Most of the popular news coverage has been in relation to Facebook, which, thanks to near-weekly privacy scandals revealing Mark Zuckerberg has packaged and sold users' data hundreds of times over, has hemorrhaged users at an unprecedented rate. A Pew Research Center report released earlier this year shows as many as 40% of U.S. users have taken a break from checking Facebook for several weeks, and a full 44% of U.S. users, 18 to 29, have actually deleted the Facebook app from their phones. The CEOs of Google and Twitter, too, have been hauled into congressional hearings to answer for their misdeeds. from the antitrust abuses that crop up in every monopoly to the more insidious Orwellian censorship of non-establishment narratives. It is the latter of these that should concern Wikipedia. Our interviews with former Wikipedia editors and administrators have confirmed our research findings, that the veneer of objectivity Wikipedia has cultivated is cracking. Those editors who truly want to create a fact-based encyclopedia are finding the Wikipedia environment more and more hostile and choosing to speak up where before they may have remained silent. They find allies in those, like Gary Null, who have been targeted for character assassination on the platform. Like Facebook, Wikipedia's user numbers are in decline and have been for some time. Therefore, Wikipedia is at a crossroads. It can either initiate real reform and reestablish its credibility, or vanish into eventual irrelevance, an object lesson in how not to crowdsource knowledge. In addition, as a legal department advised by some of the finest attorneys in Silicon Valley, you are already aware that the increasing legal risk is becoming unsustainable. There will come a point where the foundation can no longer claim immunity from the many acts of libel, character assassination, and political activity committed on Wikipedia, the latter of which puts the foundation's tax-exempt status at serious risk. Regarding the email I received on April 27, 2018, which, after insisting that we continue to work within your system, also stated, "I appreciate your comment about the bias against alternative medicine on Wikipedia and will be interested to see your investigated work on the subject," you could read all about it in the 15 articles Dr. Null's investigative staff and citizen journalists have published and distributed since our original letter to you. All of these articles are available for viewing and download at prn.fm. We hope you find them enlightening, though we suspect you were aware of much of the information they contain already. The first series of articles thoroughly researched Wikipedia's near-universal condemnation of any and all forms of health and medical practices not compatible with the pharmaceutical-based medical-industrial complex. Healing modalities that have been proven safe and effective for hundreds of years, such as homeopathy, chiropractic, and acupuncture, are universally dismissed as unproven at best and malevolent charlatanism at worst, no matter how many millions of people have benefited from them. No matter how many thousands of peer-reviewed studies support the efficacy of these modalities, Wikipedia condemns them as quackery. Those who practice in or advocate for these techniques are also universally condemned as spreaders of false and unproven health and medical information, even those well-known and respected as Dr. Deepak Chopra. Any attempts to make corrections to these acts of damnation are reversed. Meanwhile, the biographies of alternative medicine's harshest critics, including the disgraced unlicensed psychiatrist Dr. Stephen Barrett, are pristine, with no mention of the numerous court cases in which judges have debunked his so-called expert credentials. Wikipedia has effectively allowed Barrett and his allies, whose conflict of interest regarding alternative medicine has been adjudicated in courts of law, to run roughshod over the site's own regulations regarding biographies of living persons. Declared, quote, "biased and unworthy of credibility," close quote, by a judge in NCHAF versus King Bio, Barrett has made it his life's work to target complementary and alternative medicine practitioners with baseless and malicious smears, despite an admitted lack of knowledge of the fields he criticizes. Permitting him to edit Null's bio, which Wikipedia has done, is signing off on a massive conflict of interest. Barrett's own website features an attack page devoted to Null, which is used as a source for Null's biography, despite violating several Wikipedia policies. We have already covered the granular details of Null's biography in a previous letter, also available on the PRN-FM website, but clearly a refresher is in order. Wikipedia's written policy on biographies of living persons state that they must be written with a neutral point of view, be verifiable, and not contain original research. by Wikipedia's own written rules, quote, contentious material about living persons that is unsourced or poorly sourced, whether the material is negative, positive, neutral, or just questionable, should be removed immediately and without waiting for discussion, close quote. Self-published web pages such as Barrett's site are expressly forbidden, particularly when they are written with individuals who have admitted both their ignorance of the field in question and their antipathy towards its practitioners. Barrett acolyte Paul Lee, usernames Bull, Rangifer, and Feisley, have also edited Null's page to smear Null and to add the irrelevant, inexpert views of Barrett. Despite having served as a moderator for Barrett's email list, another mammoth conflict of interest that violates Wikipedia's policy and should bar him from contributing to any of Wikipedia's articles on complementary and alternative medicine. Another editor who has repeatedly reinstated false and defamatory information in violation of Wikipedia's policy is Guy Chapman, username JZG, who has frequently acted on behalf of Jimmy Wales himself when Wales' conflict of interest is too flagrant, removing embarrassing and convenient facts from his biography, for example. Chapman is allied with both the skeptics and an overlapping group of ideologically driven political editors, and both viewpoints are shared by Wales. Editors who violate Wikipedia's rules are often allowed to do so, as long as their edits conform to the skeptic or neoliberal viewpoint. The second series of articles, Wikipedia, the Modern Delphic Oracle, Wikipedia Rotten to the Call, and Wicked Wicked Wikipedia, among others, exposes the corruption, deep conflict of interest, and extreme biases that have rotted away at the veneer of objectivity and made it, in the view of many, just another internet monopoly resorting to censorship, propaganda, gossip, character assassination, and complete untruths where it serves the interest of someone in a position of power. More so even than Facebook and Twitter, Wikipedia enjoys an aura of truthfulness it does not deserve due to a misplaced faith in the wisdom of crowds. Worse, Wikipedia is used by sites like Google and YouTube as a source for knowledge boxes that appear unbidden and often unsourced, next to a search engine queries and beneath video clips. While Google was recently exposed as adding their own layer of bias to some of these search results, their actions only compound the harm presenting Wikipedia truth as incontrovertible fact. Thus, Wikipedia is capable of inflicting great harm. I refer principally to the example of Dr. Gary Null, as I have been writing on his behalf. Wikipedia, its administrators, editors, and executive have either deliberately or with reckless indifference damaged Dr. Null's career, income, and reputation. They are aware of Dr. Null's many unsuccessful attempts to correct false and defamatory statements in his biography. Certainly, the legal department has made them aware of the letters I sent regarding the various violations of your own strict policies designed to protect the biographies of living persons and to protect Wikipedia from libel suits. No attempt was made to contact Dr. Null or to invite him to write a response, nor was the biography removed despite our repeated requests to do so. When you libel someone, when you maliciously denigrate them, when you position them to look to the world as if they are discredited, unqualified quacks, the consequences can be dire. Publishers won't publish you. Agents won't bring you on as a client. You lose lecture revenue. You lose credibility. Without credibility, no one has trust in you. Without trust, there is no relationship. This is not news to you. Null was actually unaware of the impact Wikipedia was having until his literary agent informed him that major publishing houses had planned to publish his book, had reconsidered after reading his bio, in which he is smeared as an AIDS denier, among other falsehoods. We sent them all information from reputable sources showing that he is not only not an AIDS denier, but that he's treated 1,200 people over 15 years and cured many, backed up by PBS interviews with patients and charts documenting their return to health. None of this prima facie evidence held the same weight for these publishers as extremely biased opinions from a small group of people who had never read his work but felt the need to demonize him because he dared to write the first honest and accurate articles on the politics and the profiteering off the AIDS epidemic. Wikipedia was complicit in an effort to destroy his reputation based on false and malicious information, in violation of their own guidelines, which prohibit using inaccurate or insufficiently sourced information in the biography of a living person. The only reason Dr. Null and others similarly libeled, such as Deepak Chopra and Rich Rupert Sheldrake, have survived is that they had well-established reputations long before Wikipedia began attacking them. But how many others have been swept into the dustbin of history because Wikipedia's smears cut them down before they can establish themselves? How many courageous individuals willing to go against the grain have been targeted for destruction with no opportunity to redress their grievances? Dr. Null and his team have spoken to numerous people whose reputations and income were irretrievably damaged by libel and character assassination posted on Wikipedia that they were unable to correct. Wikipedia and Jimmy Wales have specifically taken on the role of prosecutor, judge, jury, and hangman, telling the accused, "You have no right to speak. You only have the right to accept the abuse we level at you, as we have immunity from libel laws and a tax-exempt status from the Internal Revenue Service. Please do not continue to insist that the injustices suffered by Dr. Null and others can be resolved by going through the talk page and working with the editors. That process has been attempted by Dr. Null and others many times in the past. Attempts to make even small changes have been reversed, often in a matter of minutes, and most recently by an editor with personal connections to Wales himself. This head-in-the-sand approach will no longer suffice. It is nothing more than pretending to deal with a problem while bureaucratically burying it. Where there is an entrenched interest or an administrator with an agenda involved, that system is useless. Besides, by your own rules, such a defective composed biography of a living person must be removed immediately, not tweaked. Yet, attempts to delete it were also blocked by a coalition of ideologically motivated skeptics, loath to miss an opportunity to engage in a public rhetorical lynching. If the Wikipedia Foundation is unwilling to comply with its own clearly written policies, Dr. Null, who has been an award-winning journalist for decades and as allied journalist, will continue to work with others who have been similarly maligned, as well as former editors and administrators, to publish further articles regarding the fundamental disruption and corrupt leadership and operation of Wikipedia. Dr. Null and others are exploring together and examining their collective legal options. Though this may lead you to accuse Dr. Null of threatening Wikipedia, that is not the intent. Dr. Null is attempting to correct a gross injustice. Years of attempting to do so internally have never succeeded. My efforts to enumerate in great detail exactly how Dr. Null's biography violated every tenet of your written standards were ignored. I trust now that you and the attorneys who advise you will carefully review all of the articles Dr. Null and his researchers have published and use them as an opportunity to make meaningful changes before the consequences of the Foundation's actions are forced upon it. We would appreciate working with you towards a resolution of our differences. If you remain unwilling to do so, Dr. Null will continue on any courses of action left available to him. Please contact me to discuss at your earliest convenience. Very truly yours, Neil S. Greenfield, Esquire.
Thank you, Neil. They refused to acknowledge that. We sent another letter last week. So as of today, as of this moment, they will now see what we are going to be doing to seek justice for the hundreds of millions of individuals who've been adversely affected because of Wikipedia denying the legitimacy of therapies that could have improved or saved their lives. We are not alone. We also have hundreds of thousands of clinicians who also believe that their reputations have been destroyed, their entire sense of being has been assaulted because of Jimmy Wells and the skeptics and the others. Today I'm going to start the first part of a series, Wikipedia, the New Inquisition, by citizen journalist Helen Beniski. We will be having one article per week for the next 52 weeks. We have been fortunate to have whistleblowers from inside Wikipedia, individuals close to Jimmy Wells come to us, and we do not allow anonymous. They must state their name. We will have it on the record. Jimmy will then see, and Wikipedia will see, people from their own ranks, current and former, who are unraveling this entire operation. I would like those who have find this of interest or important to contact the Inspector General for the Internal Revenue Service, to contact and send a copy of this to every member of Congress, every state's attorney general, every state legislator, and every member of the media in the world. Let the people see the truth, not propaganda from Wikipedia. Sooner or later, Jimmy, you will be held accountable for the lies that you have ruined, reputations you have destroyed, and people that, without being aware of it or aware of it, you have harmed. We begin, and we are well lawyered up, but not with Silicon Valley, Stanford University law lawyers. As you will see, and as people in the last 3 weeks have seen from litigation, when the only course left is litigation, I am in favor of it, as you will all see, and I will keep you all posted on the outcomes. If there are people within Wikipedia or close to Jimmy Wells, you can contact us going to prnstudio@gmail.com. to share information, and a lot of people have come forward based upon the 15 articles that we've already published. I had a meeting yesterday with our editors, with our investigative reporters, and with our citizen journalists, and each assigned a new article. And if need be, we will hold them accountable. Remember, the only reason these people have not been sued into oblivion is because the American government gave them this exemption, much like the vaccine industry has been identified, so too have them. But you can't sue an anonymous person. Guess what? We now actually have the true identity of people. So those people who took it upon themselves to think they could say anything, do anything, play with someone else's life, you'll see very shortly that that was a grave error in judgment. I'm asking people to consider whether or not you should continue using Wikipedia or donating to it. It's your choice, once you hear all that they're really about. Now to the article today. I will not complete it, but I'll give you a lot of it. It's entitled Wikipedia, the New Inquisition. Consider, you're given a serious diagnosis, cancer, dementia, multiple sclerosis, and your doctor runs through the standard treatment protocol. It fails to reverse or cure the condition, leaving you hundreds of thousands of dollars poorer and sicker. It's time to explore your options. You decide and seek out others who've recovered from or improved from the condition you have. Your doctors tell you you're already receiving the gold standard of medical treatment, whether it's chemotherapy or antipsychotic medication or a statin. There's nothing more to do now but try the protocol again. So you shell out for another round of chemotherapy or do crosswords puzzles to exercise your brain as you gradually forget the names of your loved ones. But then you read about some natural therapy administered by a board-certified physician that seems to show promising results. And what's more, it's natural, non-toxic. There's no side effects. Surely all doctors read the same literature, so you ask yours. Humoring you, you're probably unfamiliar with the therapy, but unwilling to admit anything less than omnipotent quality, your doctor tells you to do some more research, certain there's nothing out there that could possibly be superior to what he or she learned in medical schools. You type the name of the therapy into Wikipedia, which everyone knows contains the sum total of medical knowledge and science, distilled by the experts and perfected through millions of edits. Surely, if there's something in this therapy, Wikipedia will know. But Wikipedia claims this therapy doesn't work. Worse, it condemns it as quackery, calling its practitioners charlatans and frauds, preying on sick people. Not just this therapy, but other holistic modalities are methodically trashed, one by one. Wikipedia says your doctor was right. There's his way or the highway. Bewildered, you realize that all of the people who think they've been healed or helped by these therapies, they just must be delusional. It's no more than a massive placebo effect. These quacks should have their licenses revoked, and what a hoax to perpetrate for so long. The entirety of naturopathy, chiropractic, Ayurvedic, even traditional Chinese medicine, these are all frauds that have somehow persisted for hundreds, even thousands of years on what amounts to billions of people. Even lifestyle adjustments in a plant-based diet have no therapeutic value. Wikipedia says, and you believe, after all, if it was wrong, someone would have changed by now with all the experts they have. Wikipedia's bias extends far beyond the realms of health and medicine, through the hard sciences into politics, disparaging political views to the right and left of the neoliberal establishment. Every day, people visit Wikipedia to be informed and inspired, trusting in the validity and objectivity of the information they received. Yet our two-year, in-depth, original investigation of Wikipedia and Jimmy Wales and the skeptics has shown that pretty much everything about Wikipedia is wrong from my perspective. Editors presenting themselves as experts are not experts at all, lacking any background in the fields they edit. Some are anonymous, skeptics who reveal nothing of themselves but take pleasure in slandering and destroying the reputations of others, knowing they will not be punished. Others take money to alter the perception of reality on behalf of moneyed interest, sanitizing political reputations, whitewashing corporate misdeeds, and altering the outcome of elections. Wikipedia's impenetrable forest of regulations embraced by the entrenched editorial elite who use them to discount the contributions of newcomers are unevenly applied, always in favor of establishment interest. Whistleblowers, nutritionists, biologists, philosophers, anyone advocating a radical departure from the status quo is lined up for the reputational firing squad. There are no exceptions. Wikipedia has only one fate in store for heretics. We have confirmed all of our information with sources inside Wikipedia, editors, employees, people at the top of Wikipedia, as they will see, and people close to co-founder Jimmy Wales, very, very close to Jimmy Wales, spoke to us on the record about the problems they are destroying the site from inside. It is appalling to think that Wikipedia has been able to set the perimeters of truth and reality for so long, but only by acknowledging and grasping the extent of the fraud can we begin to remedy the situation. Let me just share a few examples our research has discovered. All of these will be going to various individuals in positions of power for full and thorough official investigations. When those are complete, whatever the outcome, I will share those with you. Wikipedia and its parent company, the Wikimedia Foundation, has repeatedly violated Internal Revenue Service regulations governing nonprofit corporations, supporting certain politicians while denigrating others. Not allowed. Wikipedia has lent its institutional support to repressive regimes all over the world and has allowed itself to be used as a propaganda tool by such governments. Not allowed. Wikipedia has selectively permitted pay-to-play editing and institutional conflicts of interest, particularly where generous donors are concerned. Should never be allowed. Wikipedia has applied its rules unevenly in favor of political and corporate establishment entities while libeling those it dislikes in violation of its own policies. Not allowed. Wikipedia has censored user-generated content, violating Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And there's a whole lot more, as you will see. We're asking the Justice Department, Congress, the Internal Revenue Service, and authorities to investigate the Wikipedia Foundation and Jimmy Wales personally for these violations. And we do not make this as a threat. This is a reality, and it's happening as we speak. There is enough here to begin major legal action against this company. It is frightening to consider that one of history's worst atrocities committed against innocent people, the Inquisition, which lasted from 1231 to 1826, has been reimagined for the Internet era by Jimmy Wales and his band of skeptics and anonymous shills. The Inquisition revolutionized enforcement of the Catholic Church's rigid orthodoxy by applying a bureaucratic method to what had previously been a haphazard and piecemeal process. It was marked by an unprecedented degree of organization in its gathering of information on heretics, and as a result was brutally effective. We see a similar outcome today in Wikipedia's stamping out of dissent. Is there a day of reckoning? Big tech has gotten away with acting as the official censor and scribe of the ruling power structure for many years now, quashing inconvenient speech where the government's hands were tied by the First Amendment, deplatforming users who threatened the status quo, and pushing the establishment narrative even while presenting itself as a digital version of the public square, a free and open marketplace of ideas. At last, Facebook and Google are now, and rightly so, being unmasked as the tools of oppression and fascism they are, data mining operations for the surveillance state and the Pavlovian behavioral laboratories, shortcuts to the levers of power that have rendered much of the mainstream media's expensive propaganda apparatus obsolete. Responsible individuals in government, and there are a few, are finally awakening to the need to rein in these powerful corporations. First Mark Zuckerberg, then Sundar Pichai, have been hauled before Congress to answer questions about the nature and extent of their control over the flow of online information. There is talk of antitrust action and reevaluating these sites' Section 230 protections. Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act immunizes neutral content platforms against libel prosecutions based upon user speech, so long as the platforms merely host that speech and exercise no editorial control over its content. Users can sue, but they must sue the user who posted the defamatory content, not the site that hosted it. Section 230 allowed the Internet to flourish as a free expression zone, with sites unafraid of legal repercussions from permitting visitors to speak freely, even if they spoke unfairly. One of the reasons that individuals remain anonymous on Wikipedia and some of the other sites is because if you don't know who they are and how to reach them, you can't sue them. Now think how unfair that is if these people are using their anonymous status to attack innocent people and destroy their reputations with no opportunity for recourse. Well, you get away with that as long as the anonymous person remains anonymous. Wonder what happens when whistleblowers reveal the true identity of those anonymous people. Now, this is not to be confused with the independent group anonymous. And I might mention that we do have people from that independent group, having nothing to do with Wikipedia or Google, who are looking for to right wrongs done by the government, and they broadcast. They have their own channel, the anonymous channel. Maybe they should take an honest, in-depth look at Wikipedia and see what it reveals to them. And when sites like Google and Facebook begin exercising control over what speech is and is not allowed, however, Section 230 no longer applies, as the boundaries for what is considered acceptable discourse narrow further, it's impossible not to see the work of Facebook's tens of thousands of content moderators as they somewhat arbitrarily, and a recent investigation has revealed, pick and choose what posts are banned, political speech, and what are harmless. Just memes. Disillusioned Facebook users are jumping ship by the millions, with as many as 42% of Facebook's U.S. users taking a lengthy hiatus from the site over the past year, and a full 44% of U.S. users 18 to 29 actually deleting the Facebook app from their phones. Wikipedia, too, has been losing editors for many years. Its core of active editors decreased 40% from 2007 to 2015, but many casual users still treat the site's pronouncements as gospel truth, their critical capabilities muted by the reassuring encyclopedia format. But even as Facebook and Google face their own long-awaited reckoning, Wikipedia has largely escaped regulatory scrutiny because it measures its profits in the millions. Yes, into the millions of profits. Most people are not aware of that. But that's their business. I really don't care how much money they make or don't make. But they also have to understand that there is an accountability. And that accountability is now. A British poll revealed that users actually trust Wikipedia more than the BBC, perhaps unsurprising given the record low level of trust most people have in the mainstream media these days, and rightly so, but still shocking considering that no qualifications are necessary to edit the free encyclopedia. While it has a reputation as an open source utopia of knowledge, a one-stop shopping for answers on all topics, Wikipedia is it's an oligarchy in our opinions, as a society that has embraced it. To paraphrase George Orwell, all Wikipedia editors are equal, but some are more equal than others. Wells himself has effectively admitted Wikipedia is not merely a neutral platform of the sort protected by Section 230. Quote, this is from Jimmy Wells, people get frustrated when they thought it was all about voting, but we're writing an encyclopedia here. It's not an open democratic experiment, end quote. Really? Wow, that's an interesting admission. Like the U.S. government, Wikipedia offers its users the illusion of participation in a democratic system, but when they stray beyond the accepted behavioral parameters, enforcers are waiting to restore order. Touting the system as the best of all possible worlds, he explains that formally neutral platforms actually have a duty to, quote, build better software to give communities better control so that your best voices come to the front and the people who aren't there for constructive reasons are marginalized and asked to leave, end quote. Gee, Jimmy, from my perspective, that's censorship. You don't want to hear what everyone has to say? You want open discussions? So there's a pervasive bias maintained by editorial fiat. all of which sounds fine until we remember that Wells and his coterie of fawning administrators consider constructive Wikipedia political slant towards neoliberal centralism has so alienated conservatives that conservativepedia.com launched in 2006 to counter perceived bias against Christianity on Wikipedia, experienced massive growth in its user base in 2016 as voters, confused and put off by the biased election coverage available on supposedly neutral Wikipedia, sought balance elsewhere. It's easy to see why, on pursuing some of the personal essays of Wikipedia top editors, user Bull Rangifer writes that anyone who does not believe that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election, quote, lacks the competence needed to edit American political subjects, end quote, because they are victims of, quote, fake news. The fake news link, of course, points to a Wikipedia page authored in part by the user who wrote the essays. By circular logic, does that mean and seem to bother him? Bull Rangifer's views are squarely in the mainstream of Wikipedia's political editors, and he frequently speaks in the voice of Wikipedia, offering lists of, quote, reliable sources to users he feels are confused. But are these reliable sources objective? Our investigation shows they are not. Wikipedia editors claim to have democratically chosen to blackball the Daily Mail and now Breitbart as sources based upon their alleged proclivity for publishing fake news. But no site-wide vote was taken. Indeed, only a few dozen editors weighed in at all, and the Daily Mail measure was passed without the knowledge of much of Wikipedia's user base. There have been multiple attempts to reverse it since, all unsuccessful. Wells' presence on the board of the Mail competitor, The Guardian, a British paper with a known center-left slant, is no coincidence. Nor is that paper's continued inclusion on Wikipedia's list of reliable sources. Despite revelations, it published a fake story about a meeting between former Trump campaign director Paul Manafort and the imprisoned WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, a scandal WikiLeaks calls, quote, one of the most infamous cases, a news disaster since Stern published the Hitler Diaries, end quote. The trouble is it never happened. Never. And yet The Guardian has not apologized. Wells was forced to step down as the Guardian's on the Guardian's board when he launched WikiTribune, a hybrid of Wikipedia and normal journalism that has since fired all of its employees and switched to a more community-based model, essentially indistinguishable from Wikipedia's subsidiary, Wikinews, promising to reinvent itself as a more traditional media platform at some nebulous future date. It is also worth asking, what will happen to subscribers' donations now that WikiTribune is switching to a voluntary-based model? This is only a small part. This is only about one-fifth of this article. It goes into great detail about the biases within Wikipedia, the associations, the money that comes into Wikipedia, who gets it, how reputations have been sanitized. And all of it is fully and completely documented. All of it has gone through a review by scholar-in-residence and legal team to make sure it is accurate. And it is. And it's fully footnoted. No blind sources. So, Wikipedia and Jimmy Wells and their team of lawyers have had an opportunity to choose to either clean up Wikipedia and change it to what it was supposed to be, or not, and they've chosen up to this moment not. And when you win your lawsuits because you have a federal law protecting you, I could imagine that that would give you a sense of omnipotence. We are the power, you're not. We can say what we want, you can't. We can libel you, slander you, destroy your reputation, and it's just too bad. Up till now. think well, because you have no idea all the people and stories that are going to come forward now concerning Jimmy Wells personally and Wikipedia. And for all those skeptics and all those anonymous people, you realize, don't you, that the moment your true identity is known, if you have engaged in any libel or slander, you will be sued. That I can promise you. Oh, and we're now finding out their true identity. A lot of true identities. I'm Gary Knoll. This is just the opening of what's going to be a rather highly contentious effort to try to challenge what I personally perceive as neoliberalism. Just like Google and Facebook, I now include Wikipedia there. And at some point, you just have to take a stand for the greater good to save lives and reputations of people who did not deserve to be slandered. And many of the people I've interviewed just don't have the will or the resources to fight back. I do. And will continue to. Thank you all for listening, and have a nice day.